This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Our private equity firm's about to yell, Yahoo!
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Apologies for that. From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. For the second time in under 3 years, Yahoo may be the target of an outside takeover bid. Reporter Janet Babin is with us live from North Carolina Public Radio with more on that. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Steve.
The singing aside, who's interested in buying Yahoo?
Yahoo! Well, there were some reports today that private equity firms and AOL are exploring this bid for Yahoo. And as you said, this will be the second time in less than 3 years this happened. Last time it was Microsoft, but that bid was rejected by since-departed CEO Jerry Yang.
And why, Janet, this interest in a takeover of Yahoo?
Well, Yahoo's acquired a lot of companies over the years. It's become a very multi-layered business, hard to define value-wise. So analysts told me that people are perpetually trying to do the math on Yahoo. In the plus column, we have Yahoo's 600 million homepage users. In the minus column, though, Yahoo's core business, search, has eroded. Analyst James McQuivy at Forrester Research told me this morning that the way we search for stuff online has changed, and Yahoo has to reinvent itself.
One way to become more relevant in search for Yahoo is to make sure that Yahoo search starts to become an important part of televisions, tablet PCs, mobile phones. But those are all avenues that are closed, too, because Google is involved there. Microsoft, with its Bing search interface, is involved there.
So if Yahoo were to merge with AOL, say, both companies may become better able to compete with Google and Facebook on search. Still, though, kind of like two drunks trying to hold each other up, Steve.
All right. Janet Babin reporting live for us this morning. Janet, thanks.
Thank you.
Nice visual there. Let's do the numbers. Markets are down right now. The S&P off about 0.5%. Same for the NASDAQ. The Dow down 40 points. At 11,055, European shares mixed today. Asian shares pretty much closed higher today. Word from the Labor Department, first-time jobless claims rose last week, and so did wholesale food and energy prices. OPEC oil ministers meet today in Vienna to set production targets for the winter. The oil cartel controls 40% of the world supply, and ministers know their commodity is vital to any economic recovery. So they're not expected to tinker with it much, but they will look closely at another idea that's likely to make them a little more money. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports.
The global price of oil is set in U.S. dollars. But when the dollar's value is low, as it is now, oil producers have to jack up their prices to earn the same profit. When the dollar fell dramatically 2 years ago, the spike in oil prices made more costly alternative fuels more competitive, says oil analyst Stephen Shork.
So not only was OPEC not receiving the full bang for its buck, but they were also seeing the potential for their market share erode.
So OPEC ministers are resurrecting an old idea, tying oil to a basket of currencies, including the euro, instead. Houston oil industry consultant Larry Carl says the dollar is losing its dominance.
When we look at the way the rest of the economies around the globe are recovering and we're falling behind, we have to start to get used to the fact that, you know, we're not going to lead right here, right now.
But if OPEC switched to this system, Carl says gasoline prices in the U.S. would be more susceptible to currency fluctuations overseas. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at vanguard.com/public radio. By the Wall Street Journal Weekend, offering four sections of ideas and information, available at newsstands every Saturday. And by LendingTree, providing up to four loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE.
If you want to get ahead, get a hat. That was a British advertising slogan way back from the 1940s when virtually every adult male covered his head. Men's hats fell from fashion a couple of decades later, but there's been a revival of late, much to the relief of one offbeat little shop in the southern English town of Bridport. Marketplace's Stephen Beard checked it out.
There's been a Snooks Outfitters in Bridport for over a century. Today, Roger Snook upholds the family tradition, supplying accessories and advice for the well-dressed English gentleman.
Now, the art of taking snuff, offer it to the nose, one side, and inhale, then t'other, and inhale.
Snuff and sock suspenders, cravats and cummerbunds, but Snook's most important product by far is the hat.
Elegance, class, style, character. It is just a magnificent appendage to have on your head.
Convincing his customers of that is Snook's mission in life.
Would you mind just slipping that one on, sir? Thank you.
He stocks a vast range, trilbies and fedoras, Homburgs, bowlers, boaters and a huge array of Panamas, including the Panama planter.
Beautiful shape. With a cheroot in your mouth, you'd look plantation owner guaranteed, sir.
That's the planter.
Men's hat sales began to plummet in Britain when JFK arrived in the White House hatless. The decline quickened here throughout the 60s, in line with the slacker approach to dress. But Snook says things are now looking up.
I'd say over the last 7 years, my sales have gone up 70%.
And it's not just Snooks. Nationally, hat sales have jumped to well over $80 million a year. No one can fully explain it, but men's hats are staging a comeback in Britain.
The wide-brim English trilby is to your satisfaction, sir?
It's a beautiful hat.
Roger Snook has just organised the UK's first hat festival, and it was a big success. He's confident that his deeply traditional little business, selling snuff and sock suspenders, will survive the 21st century, thanks to the hat.
May I wish you a long and happy association with your new hat, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
At Snook's Outfitters in Bridport, England, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, a neighborhood in Singapore was in a frenzy yesterday after video of a bear going through a garbage can was sent into a social media site. The sender said the creature charged at his car and he had to drive off fast. A close shave, he called it. Zoo officials and animal rights workers looked for the beast with a tranquilizer gun. Turns out it was all a sham. Electronics company Philips videotaped some guy in a bear suit to market their new electric shaver. Singapore could fine that company $750, which is way less than the price of a 30-second commercial. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Economic indicators are practically household words nowadays, right? We all know gross domestic product. But for some enterprising economists, they're just mainstream noise.
You know, kind of the Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga on the radio all the time.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Alternative indexes on our series Economy 4.0. That's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.